Parents and faculty from Banneker Blake Academy, a charter school in North Baltimore, gathered in front of City School headquarters yesterday to protest the threatened closing of the school next January. WIPR's Dominique Maria Benessi reports school officials say the academy did not meet requirements for renewal of its charter, but advocates argue it goes beyond that.
Calvin Robertson's mom, Tanya Bridges, says Banneker Blake Academy and its science, technology, engineering, arts, and math program, STEAM, is what attracted her to the school.
That's the only school that can, like, capture his attention and help expand his mind.
Bridges, who was at the protest yesterday, says she doesn't know where to turn for her sixth graders' education if the school closes.
I don't know. I really don't know. I know I'm going to have to start all over searching out schools that I feel is qualified to teach my son.
School CEO Sonia Santalisi's warned parents in an October letter that the school is at risk of closing because of a report by school officials found a number of problems. That letter following a meeting in which Santalisi said that the charter schools face a strict renewal process.
I will say that our renewal process is probably one of the most thorough anywhere.
The report by school officials points to multiple issues, including the academy being unable to meet the needs of their 49 special education students. It states the school has not had special educator service schedules in place for a significant portion of the 2018 to 2019 school year. Without the schedules or other substantial proof of service delivery, the school cannot confirm that students with special needs receive those services. The report also found that the school with only 208 students does not meet the minimum enrollment requirements. Carl Stokes, the academy's founder, says the report that came out of the renewal process is false.
In their report, they tell three or four lies.
He insists that all special needs students have been receiving services that meet their learning plan requirements. And he says that the threat of closing deterred parents from enrollment this year.
Parents started talking in July and asking us, would we be open another year? We said, as board members, we don't have a contract. 60 parents left the school, a drop of $400,000.
The academy opened in 2015, was already in a precarious position after city school officials awarded it a one-year contract last February, under the condition that it would make improvements to special education, raise more private money, and accurately report grades. Stokes says the school complied with those measures and increased its private donations from $35,000 in 2017 to more than $100,000 in 2018. In addition, he says the academy pays $376,000 a year in rent to the school system for its building, while other charter schools pay $1 a year.
There's politics, absolutely. Yes.
He argued the school maintains highly effective standardized test scores and should remain open.
The bottom line is that we're educating black boys in Baltimore City in a way that many other schools are not able to do it. And the CEO has blasted us for our concept and said that she doesn't need to support what we're doing in any way.
Mark Steiner, a board member with the school, suggests racism may play a role.
The difference is that charter schools in this city that are started by white people of means and connections to money, they survive and they grow. Charter schools that are started by black parents and black teachers and black activists in the city don't have the same financial support.
The school board is to vote on the closure this evening. I'm Dominique Maria Benessi for 88.1 WYPR.